What a nightmare world. We're right back to World War II. We're right back to Jew or anti-Jew. And the globalist above it all manipulating the whole thing, bringing us towards total oblivion. Not good, folks. Not a good situation. We talk about the mad scientist, the geoengineering, the new world order, the poison shots, the AI, the robot takeover, the aliens, all of it. But no, everything's the Middle East. Everything is on and on and on and on and on. Trump, I'm going to probably be the Israeli prime minister now. And Israel, yeah, we came in and won those elections, but don't say we did or you're anti-Semitic. It's just like, God, give me a break. What a disaster. Let's go to Alan in Florida, who says he's Jewish. I appreciate him calling. Hopefully he's not a joker like the caller before last. What is your take on the whole situation? Go ahead.
I am definitely not a joker. This is a very serious situation here. And I stopped trusting this government back around 9/11 when my brother was supposedly killed on one of those planes. I do not support anything that's going on with this as far as our involvement with Israel. Israel needs to fight their own battles, their own wars. We should have nothing to do with this. We should just be taking care of our own country. I think, you know, Trump was doing a good job for the first year, and then he turned around 180 degrees, and we've got a total mess out there.
Yeah, he seems to think the Strait of Hormuz and the fertilizer and the fuel crisis is not a big deal. He seems like Marie Antoinette.
We are headed for a disaster here, and I don't support wars at all. One of the reasons I voted for him is he said he was the president of peace. There weren't going to be any of these major wars.
Do you buy his claim that 99% of MAGA supports him and that 99% of Israel supports him? We know that's horse crap.
Yeah, not even close. And I can tell you that everybody that I know personally that was a supporter has backed away from this. We think he's lost his mind at this point. But the point is, I'm saying is, you know, living in this society, you know, just because I happen to be born Jewish doesn't mean I support any of this. I've been a patriot for many years.
Oh, I know that. I understand that. And so what I'm asking you is then, not just talking to, you know, everybody else, but talking to other Jews in Florida, if you had to do a dead reckoning, I mean, Trump says 99% support this. Obviously, we know that's not true. Just kind of canvassing you, what's the feeling you get talking to fellow Jews?
So I would say it's mixed. Some of these people say, well, we got to stick with Israel no matter what because they're the Jewish state and all of this. And the intelligent ones actually do not support this at all. They realize what this whole thing is rigged and what it's all about and how disgusting the whole process is here with all the killing. And I mean, these are war crimes we're talking about here. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and then Netanyahu goes, oh, but we got attacked. Yeah, you funded Hamas and stood down. It's like we're not endorsing the Muslims.
I don't believe when Trump says that he's running things. I think he was blackmailed into this.
Well, I mean, Netanyahu's convicted. He needs this. Maybe Trump's right. They should pardon him. The president should pardon him. So Netanyahu, you think Netanyahu would go away, though, if he got pardoned? He seems to love this.
Yeah, yeah. And the globalists are, you know, are certainly bent on destroying everything and trying to pick up the ashes. You know, everything that you said on Endgame, I mean, it's exactly what's happened here. At the beginning of 2020, when they released COVID, I was telling everybody they're trying to kill us. They'll have a shot coming out later this year. I warned so many people not to take that shot. They wouldn't listen to me. A lot of them got very bad effects.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the point is, when it comes to this, I think it's disgusting. It's disgraceful. And I think there'll be a reckoning for this later on.
Oh, I agree. The Israel lobby thinks they just won the war. No, they won a battle. They lost the war. But then there's the effects of that, which is even worse.